This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. March USDA reports. CONAB was first with reports. They look for a 91.5 million metric ton Brazilian corn crop and 110.2 million metric ton Brazilian soybean crop. USDA was more optimistic, putting the Brazilian corn crop at 93.5 and Brazil's soybean crop at 111 million metric tons. Both were about 1 million metric ton above the average trade estimate. USDA put the Argentine corn crop at 38.5 million. That was 9/10 of a million above the average trade estimate. They put the Argentine soybean crop at 56 million metric ton, matching the trade estimate. The larger crop carried through to produce bearish world stocks estimates. They boosted world corn ending stocks 2.3 million metric ton above March to 223 million. They boosted world soybean stocks to 87.7 million metric ton. That was bearish above the highest trade estimate. It was 4.6 million above March and 3.3 million above the average trade estimate for soybean stocks. This supply is running well ahead of revised estimates for growth and demand. World wheat stocks were negative at 252.3 million metric ton, up 2.1 million above the average trade estimate. USDA was not very hands-on with supply-demand updates. They left the corn carryover unchanged at 2.32 billion. They increased ethanol usage 50 million bushel, deducting 50 million from feed usage and left exports unchanged. One could argue that while corn is cheap, it has not been cheap enough to boost demand further. And what demand increases result will be met by record world stocks. There are just plenty of competitive feedstuffs, from cheap wheat to DDGs to feed displacing corn. Remember the huge acreage increase in cotton? That means a lot more cottonseed to feed next year. USDA barely moved the deck chairs on the soybean balance sheet, leaving the crush and exports unchanged. They increased the seed supply, reducing residual stocks, adding 10 million bushel net to the carryover at 445 million. If you extrapolate the carryover with this year's record acreage and get a good yield, the U.S. soybean carryover explodes in the coming marketing season. Overall, the negative news rolled over and then off many grain markets near the close Tuesday. Funds are long soy meal, short soy oil, so that worked for them. Funds are flat soybeans and passed up the opportunity to start building a short position today. Funds are just flat the soybean market, so if they do get short, there is a lot of downside risk in this market. What exactly would entice them to reacquire the longs they have been shedding would be a good question. Weather, of course, that is more than just a threat. Even early planting delays for corn would be negative to soybeans. I was told that there were a few planters going on Tuesday, but soils are cold and there's rain in the forecast. The corn market hasn't tried to buy acres because the corn balance sheet doesn't need them. World stocks of corn will be heavy, similar to wheat fundamentals. One can argue that a lot of bearish news is now out in the open. Corn market bulls are hopeful that funds will short cover on weather, producing a rally that everyone wants to sell. Such rallies are often hard to get until after most cash sales have been conceded. The old crop corn situation is still mostly about farmers with full bins waiting for better prices. Some are now talking long-term storage. I fear that if the fund short corn position ever gets back to neutral, that it will be time to sell again. The price being offered for new crop corn is not profitable here, and profit in growing soybeans is draining away with the bear market. A Farm Journal survey of 500 corn farmers put their average break-even producing corn this year at $3.69 a bushel. Our local elevator new crop basis is currently 52 cents a bushel for harvest delivery, so it takes $4.21 Chicago futures for the farmers to break even. Some of a little higher yield potential, a little cheaper land cost, or a better basis could bring that down some, but it will be a challenge to make a profit growing corn this year. That is why farmers shifted acreage to soybeans. There are very large fund short positions in corn and wheat providing fodder for short covering. The positive interpretation of the short fund build in corn is that it happened without new lows falling to reconfirm the downtrend. The short fund position needs a trigger for short covering, and planting delays are the obvious candidate. In the case of soybeans, funds are now flat that market. I consider that negative, as soybeans did reconfirm downtrends and funds are not even short yet. Weekly closes will be important, as well as the weather forecast after Easter. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com. or call 712-933-9400.